Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Join Dr. Ava every Thursday evening on Elevated Places, where you will hear a message that will provide you with the tools needed to repair and uplift the spirit, moral character, and living condition of the black man and woman. Our call-in number is 347-324-5091, or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Elevated Places. Your voice, we hear you. We are live. We want to welcome you to blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And, of course, Elevated Places is a forum where we hear you. Call us at area code 347-324-5091 to join the discussion. 347-324-5091. Now, we are very pleased to be streaming live in Waterloo, Iowa on WKBOL 100.1. And be sure to listen to Elevated Places on Sundays, 4 p.m. Central, 5 Eastern, airing live on Chicago's WVON Radio 1690 AM, the talk of the town. Outside the Chicago area, you can download the iHeart app on your smartphone or your tablet for free, or just go to WVON.com where the program streams live. And, of course, go to avaspeaks.com for your copy of Real Love, Elevated Places, and other material from myself, Sister Ava. Now, I, of course, am thrilled to be back with you again. Times are tough, and I don't think that the release of and launch of Muhammad's economic blueprint for ending poverty and want could come at a more crucial time. I think that every effort is being made by the children of our slave masters to see to it that we can't even find a way to subsist. We were warned of this time by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and now we are blessed to have as a mercy Minister Louis Farrakhan to lead us out. It is, in my humble opinion, our last and final opportunity for an exodus from an environment that contains nothing but destruction and death for us and our children. And I'm so happy that 2 brilliant black men have taken time to join me this evening. My co-host, who is such a brilliant and very skilled at networking young man, and that is Brother Terrence Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Terrence.
Wa alaikum salam.
Awesome to have you here. And I want to acknowledge, before we go to your report, the presence of the Elevated Places analyst and contributor, Dr. Ridgely Muhammad, who is the head of our Ministry of Agriculture in the Nation of Islam. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely.
Wa alaikum salam, Dr. Ava and Brother Terrence.
All right. Good to have you both here this evening. We have a number of things to talk about, and we are also going to continue a discussion that we initiated on Sunday on WVON about this television program that is sweeping the nation, by nation in the sense of United States, and that seems to have black women above all mesmerized. Doesn't surprise me one bit that something of that nature is being put in front of us, but we'll talk about that in a moment. Brother Terrence Muhammad, bring us up to date on what we need to know.
Well, you know, once again, I just am honored and thankful to be on this show, Elevated Places, and I will once again ask everybody to follow Dr. Ava at Dr. Ava Muhammad, at Dr. Ava Muhammad, you know, find her on Twitter and see all the things she's tweeting about. And, you know, I had to put out there, and this is not something we discussed, but you need to invite her to your city. You need to invite her to your city. We will be trying to fill up her schedule for 2014 so she can give this elevated teaching and life-giving teaching of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Farrakhan, and all of the things that she can talk on. She's like an MC. She's like a freestyler MC. You just throw a topic out there, she'll catch it, and she'll work with it. So, you know, you can't trip up on that because she does have that. And I just want to put that out there before we go into the report. So some of the things I want to announce, remember to always listen to The Time and What Must Be Done every Saturday at 7 p.m. at NOI.org, Minister Farrakhan. And if you enjoy hearing him on The Time and What Must Be Done series, you can go straight to Indianapolis, Indiana, on December the 1st. He will be at the convention center there at 4 p.m., and it's free. You can see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, God willing, live and in person, December the 1st in Indianapolis at the Convention Center at 4 p.m. And you can also see this weekend Dr. Ava Muhammad in Newark, New Jersey. She will be the keynote speaker at Mosque Number 25 in Newark this Sunday, but she's also going to be doing a women's only seminar in Newark, New Jersey on Saturday, and then there's going to be a wonderful banquet that Sunday evening at 6 p.m., so you want to make sure you check that out. Also, one of the organizations I'm with, the Hip Hop Caucus, on December 8th is doing a State of Detroit Town Hall, talking about all of the issues that are going on, whether it be education, economics. The elections have taken place. They have a new mayor. What's next after the elections? And we know the case of our sister Arisha. And not only was she killed, but other black men have been killed in Detroit, and we know Detroit is like a wasteland, and who will repair that? And Detroit is very significant to us because we know Savior's Day, the annual convention of the Nation of Islam, will be held there February 21st through the 23rd. And you can also follow at Louis Farrakhan. He tweeted out today that the theme of Savior's Day in 2014 will be, how strong is our foundation? Can we survive? You do not want to miss that. So we want to make sure that you come to that. And just two more announcements. There's a farm conference, and I think I sent the information to Dr. Ridgely, but it's a Black Agricultural Survival Expo that's going on December 6th and 7th. That's a Friday and a Saturday, and they're going to be discussing a lot of different topics on agriculture, agribusiness, talking about internships, mentorships, hands-on, composting, hoop house, poetry, fishing, husbandry. And if you want more information about that, go to Black Agricultural Survival Expo.wordpress.com. That's Black Agriculture Survival Expo.wordpress.com. And you want to make sure you get that. And lastly, Dr. Ava always talks about the wonderful and excellent callers that we have calling in. We always want you to call. And I got a call from our brother, Brother Lewis, and he sent me, and he put it on my Facebook page about a botched circumcision. And I was like, okay, everything we see on Facebook, you know, we got to do some research, but you see a lot on Facebook. So I saw the YouTube video, and then I did some research. I went to Fox 13, WHBQ, and I just got on the website, and it's a Memphis radio station, and on that site, the clip of a botched circumcision where a 3-month-year-old baby went in for a circumcision but came out without anything. Something that took 20 minutes, the woman said her child was crying for 3 hours. And I say this because the theme, overall theme, is separation. And as the minister is setting up the economic blueprint, we need to have our own because lynching and castration is still going on in 2013.
That's exactly right. Well, thank you, Brother Terrence. And I'm going to go right to the Final Call newspaper before we get into the completion of our discussion on the effects of media on the mindset
of our people. I have an announcement as well.
Oh, yes, sir. Go right ahead.
The Ministry of Agriculture is sponsoring Staple Goods 6. We've had the Staple Goods Project where people can order their products from the farm, the flour from the farm, and then other, including the Mexican coffee. We do a Staple Goods 6. So if you don't know about it, go to NOIMOA.com, NOIMOA.com, and get involved with that. We will start taking orders November 15th.
NOIMOA.com, and you said November 15th, which is tomorrow, you're going to start taking orders. Staple goods, people.
Yes.
And it's time for us to go to our own source for what we need. In line with that, Dr. Ridgely, you have an article in the current Final Call on Dr. Martin Luther King. And it's entitled, it's in perspectives, entitled Dr. King, Land and Revolution. And I'm going to really invite people to read that article because Minister Farrakhan, through the time and what must be done, is giving us a new look at the true profiles of our leadership, of those who have sacrificed themselves, their lives, their families, careers, in order to move our people forward. And up until now, we have been fed a bullet point revised biography of most of our black leadership. And that includes Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, who was reduced to I Have a Dream. We cannot underestimate the importance, overestimate the importance of understanding not only the biography but the time that our black leaders lived in and the chronology of events that have occurred that have led to today so that we have a deeper understanding, better appreciation for why it is important that we go for self. This myth of hating people, this myth that Minister Farrakhan is anti-Semitic, anti-white, anti-anything, we have got to, if nothing else, stop allowing ourselves to be fed like animals or pets, dog food from the descendants of our enemy. It's an absolute outrage, and so we have to go and study for ourselves. And you made reference, Dr. Ridgely, in your column to some very powerful language from Dr. Martin Luther King that we just have to go and read. Some of his speeches are available on the Internet, some of the quotes from them, because this idea that his vision for black people was little black boys and little black girls holding hands is just simply not the truth. This was a man, a very profound, very deep, who sat with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And so I really think that what you gave us in the current Final Call is definitely worth people taking the time and studying. You mentioned, Brother Terrence, the young lady, Renisha McBride, who last Saturday was shot and killed in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. And it appears that she was in a minor automobile accident, and apparently her cell phone had powered down, and she went and knocked on a door in a white neighborhood and was shot in the face, full blast. Had to have a closed casket funeral. We don't even know, to my knowledge yet, the name of the shooter. It's being protected. All we get is the usual. The police telling us what the shooter said. George Zimmerman, you know, I was afraid. He was suspicious. This goes on and on and on. You have the young man whose story is on the front page of the Final Call this week, who was murdered in Valdosta, Georgia, and whose body parts, his organs were removed from his body. He was stuffed with newspaper. And there is a firewall around law enforcement in these cases, and law enforcement in turn puts a firewall around these vigilantes that are killing our people. And I bring all that up simply to say I don't know what else it's going to take for us to begin to formulate on an individual level the reality that we are going to have to get up out of here.
That's right.
This is not getting better, this is getting worse. And to get news that your 19-year-old daughter has no face, and yet I hear on certain radio programs black talk show hosts saying things like, what lessons can we learn from this? I'm not interested in learning a lesson from this.
What?
I'm interested in sending a message to those who do this to us that you do it at a risk. You know, I don't understand all this whining and begging that I hear from so-called black leadership, politicians, etc., who are on television and radio and in newspapers and saying, can we just have a right to exist? First of all, who are you asking?
Come on.
Who are you talking to? We have a black president, by the way.
Come on.
And a black attorney general. So we have pretty much exhausted the power of the vote. And yet we're still being chided and told we don't vote enough. And we have voted enough to last into eternity. And we have successfully elected a black person for every political position that exists in America. And yet here we sit with our children being literally blown away in our face. And we're not even allowed or permitted to have the identity of who these people are that are doing it. It is supposed to be sufficient, as Dr. Welsing pointed out on my show on VON a couple weeks ago, their fear of genetic annihilation is the guiding principle in the United States. And we all are bowing to that.
That's right.
That they, as white people, they, as a weaker person, a melanin-challenged being,
come on,
the end product of a process of diluting an original human being, so very just barely able to exist on this planet, not able to be out in the sun very long. Without getting cancer. And so they know, because they're recessive and we're dominant, that if they interact with us in any way for any period of time, they're going to disappear. And Dr. Welsing demonstrated genetic annihilation, pointing out President Obama, that he is the quintessence of genetic annihilation. And as you said, Dr. Risley, you know, white plus black equals black.
That's right.
And so because this unidentified murderer said, I thought she was trying to break into my house and it was an accident. Are you serious?
Well, now.
This is a young female. You know, you don't confuse knocking at your door. You might be startled to get a knock at your door.
Come on.
At 2 o'clock in the morning. But where do we get the shotgun in the picture being fired into the face? Where does that come from? And I'm very concerned because I'm seeing in the final call that, because I was not aware it was Dearborn Heights, and you know there's a very large, in fact, the largest Muslim community of consisting of Muslims from outside of America, the largest Muslim community in the country is in Dearborn. A huge Muslim community. And you
there
have a sizable population, as the final call said, of Middle Eastern and European origin. And so we cannot, I'm saying to the listeners, and call in and share your views at 347-324-5091, we cannot let go of this. See, there is something wrong when you can kill, and this is true of any of us, male or female, but when you can kill our female children and everything doesn't come to a halt, that's a problem.
Because
you're not going to shoot a white female in the face and go on business as usual. It's not going to happen. And that's what frightens me. If somebody wanted to know what are the lessons, they wanted to talk about on the radio how we should be having sleepovers. And she should have been at somebody's house at a sleepover. She shouldn't have been out. Yeah, you're right. She shouldn't have been out. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said we should not be out. The question is why, though? Not because we're criminals, but because we live among deadly predators. So if you're going to come on the radio and say we shouldn't be out at night, then say why.
That's right. That's right.
Because before they came on the planet, I could come out any hour of the 24-hour day and enjoy the sun, the moon, and the stars.
That's right.
If that's what I felt like doing. But I don't want to be on a soapbox. But I bring all that up to touch on any, you know, these aspects of our conversation. And it brings us to the images that are being projected of black women. And we started out on Sunday talking about this television program, Scandal, which apparently is sweeping the country, and it is very attractive to our community, particularly to our women. And I don't begrudge anybody, as I said Sunday, a right to make a living. But as I said on Twitter, we have rights, but our rights are accompanied by responsibility.
Right.
And my right to earn a livelihood is not without boundaries. If it were, then I could go out here and sell cocaine.
Come on.
And say, well, I'm making a living.
That's right. Gotta make a dollar.
Okay. And by the way, I think that gentleman just got sentenced to 15 years, the NFL player who was caught in Texas, and I think that story is also in the final. This is why you have to get the final call, because you're not going to get this coverage and analysis anywhere else. But there was a young man who is gets a multi-million dollar contract with the NFL, but because, according to people that knew him, his lifelong dream was to be a drug kingpin, the $4 to $5 million contract wasn't enough to get him out of that mindset. And you see, that's the danger of us continuing to live with the offspring of our enemies. We're not thinking clearly. We're literally losing our minds.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But this program, Scandal, I just want to, in opening up the discussion, lift some language from an interview, and perhaps we can get him on Elevated Places. But Mr. Tom Burrell, this brother has been in the media business for almost half a century. He founded Burrell Communications Group in Chicago in 1971. So he's a media expert, and his company has been devoted to positive images, trying to ensure positive images of black people. And in a recent interview, he was asked why he has a problem, because he was very blunt in saying he has a serious problem with this show, Scandal. And if I could just quote a few things that he said, and then we can open up the discussion. Brother Burrell says, quote, "I've got major problems with Scandal. It comes dressed up and masqueraded as something new, but Scandal is basically a continuing perpetuation of the stereotype of a black woman whose libido and sexual urges are so pronounced that even with an education and a great job, she cannot control herself. She is a reincarnation of Bess from Porgy and Bess. She is the female in Monsters Ball. She is the sexual predator and aggressor. It basically plays into the whole sexual stereotype of black women that has been around from the very beginning. And that basically gives permission for them to be sexually exploited." And the interviewer says, "So, on balance, when it comes to the images of black women on the show, you believe the negative sexual stereotypes outweigh the positive things, like her intelligence, power, and professionalism?" He answers, "Yes. The intelligence and professionalism let us go in under this pretext. But the message that is being delivered is that no matter how much education you get, no matter how much power you get, you have still got that round-the-way girl in you. It is saying black women are innately, inherently hot to trot. He doesn't seduce her, she seduces him." And then lastly, "Aren't most people," the interviewer asked, "on television these days, regardless of race or gender, hot to trot?" Answer, "Black people are not dark-skinned white people.
Uh-oh.
We are not in the same position as white people. We do not have the luxury of doing what they do. When they do something, they get a pass. When we do something, we are reinforcing stereotypes. And we are keeping people in their place, which is not an equal place. Until that deficit is made up, we have to overcompensate. In the old days, when you put black people on television, it was to increase your black audience. Now, I believe they are putting black people in these roles to entertain white people, not to draw a larger black audience."
Come on.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get you, brother's take from the male perspective, because I believe that talks right into why somebody feels they can shoot a woman in the face, why park police feel they could shatter a young woman's body into shreds with bullets for no reason. that the devaluation of the black woman has just made us nothing.
Well, Terrence, you going first?
Oh, no, sir. You go ahead, 'cause I know you got something to say.
Well, you know, I'm the sniper. I like to go last. I'm the sniper, so you go ahead.
Well, let me just say this, because I haven't been a watcher of Scandal, but I will say this as relates to imagery and media, that we always know that there's a motive and an intention when stuff is put out, product, messaging, or whatever it is, branding. And someone who's working in corporate, in some facet of corporate or nonprofits, you know, we always try to make something that'll brand and brand certain things. So one of the things I know about Scandal has developed a brand. Even if you have never seen the show, it's like Fiji Water. You know Fiji Water is good because it has its own brand. And Scandal has gotten a name for itself that at 10 o'clock, Eastern time, Scandal is on, and you know social media is filled with conversations on Scandal. So however that woman is portrayed will go not only across the country, but go across the world. And it starts to set a precedent of image of that woman. It starts to set ideology. As I was looking at some just students and sisters on campus and looking at their garments and looking at their outfits, and I said, wow, where did they get this idea from? Where did they get the thought from? Mm-hmm. From videos, from music artists, or from TV, the style and fashion that we're wearing. I didn't see anything original. So the thing that you're talking about, Scandal, people may not understand it, but they understand when you say, I'm loving it, you're thinking about McDonald's, because it has been put a brand and a consciousness has been put in your subconscious. So all of the negative images are going into our subconscious, and we just brush it off in our rational mind, in our conscious mind, but not understand the deeper ramification of what we're watching.
Excellent.
There, he said it.
That's what you get for being a sniper, Nate.
Hey, that's what I get for being a sniper. There, he said it. You know, I agree with all of that, and I love Tom Burrell's take on it, because, you know,
yes.
She's just same thing. We were concubines in slavery.
Come on.
We were concubines in slavery. And then, you know, after slavery, the masters always had a woman on the side. I mean, white women were really upset, you know, for a long time, because they know that their white men who had money also had a black girl on the side. I know
sure,
that right. Baseball, I saw it personally, the number of beautiful black women who this white man would come in once a month and drop a few dollars. So, you know, this is not anything new in terms of what Scandals is about, but they're perpetuating an image of the white dominant male is something that the black woman is in love with. But I think that the recent incidences, like you talked about, Minister Ava, up in Washington, D.C., when they blew that sister away, now when they've blown his face off of this black woman, to let black women know the white man has never been and is not in love with you. He just wants to use your beauty in your body because you're a lot prettier than his woman. But when it comes down to who his inheritance is going to go to, it's going to go through that white line. So you just being used and abused. So, you know, you just want to go ahead on and be silly like that. Well, you know, maybe the women who are looking at that are going out and getting them a old fuddy-duddy and making that white man get Viagra to keep up with her, and so they can kill off some more white men. You know, maybe that's a good thing. You know, but it's to me, again, this is a war going on, and they're going out of line. Okay, and it's gonna turn some people off. This can I've never seen it. I'm not gonna look at
me
it.
Me either.
That's
right. It's turning some of our black women who are conscious off to the point where they're about ready to say, no, the hell with this. Minister Ava, what y'all got this new place y'all building at? What community y'all want to set up?
Exactly.
I'm ready to move. I am tired of this. I'm cutting off TV, and I'm into my own. So, you know, this is the judgment, and it's forcing people to go one way or the other.
Well, I believe that so strongly that, and then we're going to go to the phones. We got callers lined up. I believe that strongly, Dr. Risley, that in this hour, of separation. All of us are manifesting our true selves. You know, the Bible talks about Satan revealing himself, but also Allah reveals himself.
Yes.
This is when God makes himself known. And so the minister with that name, rooted in the Arabic word furqan, the discrimination, the distinction between right and wrong has never been more clear. Because now wrong is no longer hiding under a cover. All of this homosexuality, it is being rubbed in our faces. See,
that's right.
What we're being shown is, oh, if you don't understand what we're doing behind closed doors, we're going to come out from behind those doors and do it in your face. So are you still going to live next door to me and seek to be around me when I am showing you that I'm a man and my wife is another man, or I'm a woman and my husband is another woman?
That's right.
And we know that if we're supposed to be Christians and Muslims, that this is when Allah lays countries and nations to waste over that type of abhorrent, horrific behavior. And so to me, it is such a slap in the face of our people when females were raped on a daily and hourly basis for 400 years, forced to have relations with these males, and now what you put on the screen, and it's not even true. The character in Scandal, Olivia Pope, whose profession is a, quote, fixer. Because remember, even her profession is one of deception.
Right.
It's just, there's a euphemism applied to it. See, now I'm an image consultant.
Come on.
Which is the same as the licensed medical doctor, who's really nothing but a drug dealer. In America, because that's all doctors do today, is write prescriptions for drugs. That's why it's called a drug store. So the only difference between the Tyrone on the corner with a bag of cocaine and this man in this office is he got vetted and licensed to do his.
That's right.
That's the only difference. And so this character, Olivia Pope, is nothing but the, as you said, the same female that was on the auction block, but you are choosing this now in 2013.
Right.
This poor young girl in 12 Years a Slave, which is a true story, her life was so horrible, she begged Solomon Northrup to kill her, drown her, take her life, to free her from the daily assaults on her by the man and his wife, both of them. The misery of her existence was something she couldn't even tolerate. And so now you put on TV, on HD, on 50-inch screens in people's homes, a black female choosing to be the adulteress. I thought God prohibited adultery in the Ten Commandments. But these same females that lay up and drool over this show will tell you they've been saved. Jesus is my Savior. I wish you would come up in my face with that again. So you would go up in Jesus' face with your cleavage showing and your body tattooed and paint all over your face, trying to look like a white woman who has made you and your man miserable for four centuries. And now you voluntarily do this for a dollar?
Go ahead, Susan.
And a black man asked the character to be his wife. That's what I'm told, because I haven't looked at it either, because I can only take so much. Just knowing about it is making me hyperventilate.
Come on, kick that box
around. And so here's a black woman who every week in front of millions of people in high definition is saying to the black man who's a U.S. senator, I don't want you. I would rather be the whore of a white man than be the wife of the original man. That's what this enemy is sending as a message. So to those who are on Twitter, you rather have a savage than have a God? So to those of you on Twitter who want to know what is the problem, that's the problem. Do you want the show canceled? Darn Skippy, I want it canceled. I want his whole world canceled.
That's right.
Time is up.
Well, let some
6,000 years
in.
Is over. But we got an enemy in the house. I'm sorry. Go right ahead. And I'm coming to the phone, y'all.
I would love to see somebody defend this tonight. I would love to see somebody come up and try to defend that show tonight. So maybe somebody's out there. We call them in.
Stop setting it up, Doc.
I want to know, and I don't want them to be scared of Brother Terrence, Dr. Rizzi, and I, because we're not going to attack you or anything, because we need to help our people, seriously, because I want to know how you, like Brother Burrell said, and here's the interviewer in his interview. You don't see the power and the professionalism. You think being a prostitute is a position of power?
Well, you think being a liar?
Being a liar and a deceiver and helping liars and deceivers pretend they're truth tellers?
Well, that's professional devil then. Professional devil.
Yeah, you're a professional devil.
Professional devil. Devil by
occupation. The minister talks about the lie and the liar.
That's right. That's right.
Allah created the universe with truth.
Yes.
But you know, sisters, we you'll sit right up in church, in the mosque, and talk about a relationship with God.
But I will add, Sister Ava, just for the callers, Dr. Ridge, we really would want somebody to come in, not necessarily defend it, but give an explanation as you may see it, why people love scandal. Because like I said, do people love scandal? What is the intrigue? What draws? And I ask that question because to understand it, to unroot it, we got to understand what is the draw, what is the capture, what is the captivating part of the show that makes people just gravitate to it. What is it that you love about the lifestyle of the show? Because as I watch on Facebook, it's the intrigue. It's you never know what, and it has you lingering to come back for more. And it makes me think how the devil makes you love another Happy Meal, another burger, another special, the dollar in you.
Come on.
And it keeps you coming back for more, but every time you come back, it's more death, more death, more death, but it's so appealing.
Have it, Burger King, have it your way. And like Brother Nuri said, now they got the angry Whopper. But anyway, we're going to Sister Amira, and we're not saying that you, Sister Amira, we're not asking, putting you on the spot. But you're first up. You've been holding a while. Thank you for your patience, and assalamu alaikum. You're live on Elevated Places.
Well, I don't know what to say, but I thank you eternally, Sister Ava. And you know I love you. And I just want to say I love you so much for your platform. And I haven't called you in a couple of little while here, but I do want to say, Brother Terrence, to you, Brother. So, David, you give me the Holy Ghost, but Brother Terrence, I say you're going to be killing.
Hallelujah,
sister. I got some for you here, but listen, I'm going to say this very carefully because, you know, Sister Ava, I need you to help me out with this. I do want to address your subject matter. I don't want to be off. But the ancestors of Allah have possessed me, and I just really want to know at some point will you deal with the fact that I want to ask you a couple of questions, and it's about the reparation because it is in the final call, and it is about revitalization, and have you heard of Jeff Savage and things like that? But listen, I do want to tell you this, but Sister Ava, to give you some insight. Allah gave me a poetic flair, and this is my question, one of my questions, but the other one is write that down. Jeff Savage, the revitalization of reparations. It's sorry, comes time to meet with Barack Obama, like the man did out here in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Pope just had a birthday, 95 years old. Billy Graham, I mean. But listen, this is what I want to tell you. Listen, my poem is called "I See." No, when it's called "When I See Young Brothers Walking Around with Their Pants Hanging Near the Ground." I see the reflection that their African mind is turned upside down. When I see sister girls and adults with processed and blonde colored hairstyles on their heads, I see and I know it reveals to the whole wide world that their African mind, quote unquote, is mentally still dead. When I see Muhammad's mighty sister queens of the MGT, their garment reflects the receipt of supreme message of divinity. However, when I see the bold, beautiful, mighty FOI, I can't help myself but wonder how long must they continue to dress and look like the European Caucasian devil wearing long and short bow ties. Now, that's sincerely from the heart. The ancestor told me to tell you that. But with that, Sister Ava, I still got the Holy Ghost. And I don't want to
take you
right.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Sister Amira. We're going to go now to Brother Michael, and he has a comment and a question.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Michael. You are live on Elevated Places.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm enjoying the show. I want to get straight to the point. I think I agree with all of the points that were made. One of the points that I want to make real quick was, we know the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that he wanted our women in every field of endeavor that does not degrade themselves. And when I think about all of the jobs that I've ever had, like when you think about the school system, I've been to college, I've graduated, the enemy school system, the enemy's jobs really doesn't civilize us, you know what I mean? So when I've never seen the show, but I've seen previews on the show. And when you look at the preview, you can just tell that there's so many different negative images in the media, but regardless of what position we gain in this enemy's world, the enemy really has never civilized black people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is serious because I was spreading the word around, being a young adult, spreading the word around with the Final Call News. Sister Najma Muhammad wrote a beautiful, she blazed that article in the Final Call News a few weeks back on Scandal. And when you look, as I talk to the young sisters, they actually have just such a messed up view. You know, some of them actually think that, she's a businesswoman, you know, she's successful, you know, what's wrong with that? A sister at my job told me last night, I know they rape women back in slavery and whatnot, but they didn't pick no ancient mama looking queen. They picked a beautiful black woman to play the role. And I was just like, wow, you know, these are the comments, these are the
right.
the thoughts of our people. But also, the minister, he recently said on his Part 44 replay of Holy Day of Atonement from 2011, he said the Jews, they didn't start the movie industry, but they were being portrayed so badly by the Gentiles that started it, they took it over. Now you want to roll in Hollywood, you got to go by them. So I'm thinking like this economic blueprint is much bigger than we think, because if we're to study the white man and his operation and study the Jews, then what are we going to do like they did to take over the industry that we're portraying them in a negative light, that we can take it over because now they are portraying us in a negative light through Hollywood.
Exactly.
It's really deeper. And me being a hip hop artist, you know, I see how we have to, you know, push our people now, have a heightened, have more energy, especially talking with the youth, that I can get the youth to support the program, because it's like, you know, it's just bigger than land. You know, we have industries that are really doing damage to our community, and with this money that we can generate, we can take it, you know, take it over or just start our own. So.
And, you know, to your point, Brother Michael, about the appeal of success, I think that's something we really have to take into account and not invalidate in young people especially, because it's the nature of the human being to seek success. And
right.
Allah did not create a material world for no reason. We love beauty, luxury.
Right.
Okay, and this is first thing Master Farhad Muhammad gave us was a promise of money, luxury, good homes, friendship in all walk of life. And so there is a deep, deep appeal of the physical trappings. And I remember my husband making the comment Sunday that for a lot of our people, it's relief, you know, to put on a screen all of this luxury, beautiful clothes. You're in places like the White House and all of this, and the physical self and the emotional self take over and dominate our response to it, and we lose sight of the immorality.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, see, we can be exhilarated for a moment by material wealth, but it's the soul that seeks satisfaction. And so it is important that we take over control of what is fed to our children. That's at the root of the economic blueprint. And look at what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said it's for: to end poverty and want. And it's very difficult to offer guidance to people when they are in need. When someone's hungry, thirsty, naked, out of doors, how do you come talking about spiritual advancement? You can't do it. So thank you so much for that insight. That helps us. We've got Dr. Salam is on the line. Uh-oh. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Wa alaikum salam, family. Wa alaikum salam. Oh, my God. I got to first go to the number one farmer on the planet.
Come on.
All right.
Dr. Rizli Muhammad. Brother, did I hear you say freestyling MC a while ago?
To me?
Yeah, wasn't that you?
Well, me? No, that was Brother Terrence who said that.
Was that Brother Terrence?
That was Brother Terrence,
oh,
yes, sir.
Oh, brother, I love that.
I'm going to take credit for it, but I didn't do it.
Oh, you, Brother Terrence.
Yes,
I'm going to give you a 2-week sabbatical on the mother plane. I'm not going to talk about you for 2 weeks. That's the best I can do, though. Brother, when you said that, because our beautiful sister, man, she freestyles, but it's all coming from Allah and the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. She's
right.
Just the epitome of that. And I'm going to be real brief because I want to hear you some more. I want you brothers to, I'm going to put y'all on silence for about 20 minutes. And Dr. Ava, I just want you to come on back and hit it again. Thank you, Lord. Can you have me? You had me on the spiritual side of the old days and on the spiritual side of the latter days. But I just wanted to confirm something that sister said. The circumcision of that male child happened.
Woo. That's right.
This sister had her baby, and as soon as the baby came out, they told her, she had mentioned she wanted the baby circumcised. They circumcised that boy child and wrapped him up in bundles. Are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Bundles and bundles of bandages. And to make a long story shorter, when she was discharged right before then, they rewrapped that baby again. She said that baby cried from the time that baby came out of her womb all the way home and almost 2 hours after. And she said the only reason she could not figure out why the baby was crying. She tried to call back to the hospital and couldn't get anybody. So finally, she just decided to change. She said that they thought that was just a natural thing for a circumcision. for a child to cry like that. And she said when she took that bundle off, that child had no penis.
Oh,
and there is not one person of her community or of her church that has really stood up. I spent about 5 days in Arkansas on a mediation concerning a mixed diagnosis of some very heavy stuff. I won't get into all of that. But I'm back now, and I promise you, the next time I talk to you, I'm going to know more about this, and somebody is going to have to tell me something. If they lock me up, then so be it. I'll take Allah with me. But I'm not worried about that. But I'm going to find that out, and I'm going to talk, and I'm going to come back and give you some information. I cried. That really, I had already been through something with my mother's heart attack. But that pile on that was just... And I'm so glad, Brother Lewis, he's always on point. I'm sure glad he mentioned that. But look, I want to listen to you some more. I'm going to shut my mouth up and listen to you. But that really happened, and not much has been said about it. But I'm digging this up, and I'm putting it out there.
Yes, sir.
Thank Allah for you. But this is unbearable, brothers.
Yes.
And see, I see more and more every day what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad means in saying Allah will make you separate. Because like Dr. Salam, I was walking down the street the other day crying about that little girl's closed casket. But my tears were tears of anger and frustration. And now hearing this, I'm really stunned. It's going to take me a minute to wrap my mind around this. I mean, you were talking about it, Brother Terrence, a sister, but this is unbelievable to me. Let's get the Brother Derek in, and then we'll talk some more. And Brother Derek has a comment on scandal. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Derek. You're live.
Salam. All right, this is Brother Derek calling from New York. The comment is that we have a black face of the nation as a sister, strong, positive, a leading figure, so why not put out scandal? Why not degrade the black woman even further? And then another comment is that the president is white, so they're not even acknowledging that we still have a black man in power.
Jeez.
The president is white, so our sisters are looking at, okay, the face of supremacy is still the strong white man over a black man who is still in power. That's my comment.
Well said. You know, they are so bent on the end of President Obama's term because they're barely surviving his two terms in office.
Yes.
Again, going back to what Dr. Welzing said in confirmation of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And, you know, people laughed at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They sneered. Look at what he had to go through to come from God and present this narrative to people, black and white. Like, are you serious? They said, you know, white people came out of a lab, out of black people, and they extracted them, and somebody named Yaqub. Well, let me ask you this. How crazy is it to suggest that white people exist because some black people went to Europe and turned white because they weren't
insanity.
In the sun? That's what sounds stupid.
It's insanity.
You know,
it's insanity.
And look at this. Look at this. If that's the case, then it's like Brother Burrell said, we're not dark white people, and they're not
right. Light
black people.
Come on.
Because if they're just the result of a lack of sun, why are they killing us?
Am I still alive?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and do you know that they actually gave her, the NAACP gave her an outstanding drama award for an actress in a drama series?
Oh, my God.
I mean, the total degradation of a black woman, submissive to a white man, like he said, in Monsters Ball, degrading demoralizing, and they're placing it right in the face of the first lady who's a black woman. I mean, when are we going to wake up? This is insane.
I'm telling you. You're right. And look at this. You all know I haven't seen it yet, but I've done a lot of research on it, and I'm sure people that watch it know this, but the real life person that the character is based on.
The White House.
Judy Smith is her name, a sister.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Who was the press secretary, deputy press secretary to George Bush, okay, and who is very wealthy, who has a highly successful career fixing images. Monica Lewinsky, Michael Vick, these have been some of her clients. Now, here's what gets me. In real life, she's married with children.
Come on.
Now, I scanned everywhere I could for anywhere where she would take umbrage to this character being an adulteress, and she doesn't. She doesn't have a problem with it. And I'm just not understanding how we are able in our mind, and I guess as the minister said, you twist your mind into a pretzel to accommodate being a devil.
She's a co-executive producer. She's making money. That's just like asking Condoleezza Rice how she felt when she was shopping for shoes when her people were suffering in Louisiana. All right, that's just
you're
my comment.
You're exactly right. You have to disconnect, and thank you so much, Brother
and have
Michael.
Have a blessed evening.
Brother
Derek. Christian brother, always calling from New York. Have a blessed evening.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
And we love your calls, Brother Derek. Thank you so much.
Well, and Dr. Ava, I wanted to jump in here right quick because one of the things that I want to take us back in a memory, he helped me jar some stuff. We know that Denzel Washington got this big award for Training Day as a rogue cop.
Oh, come on. Yeah, let's look at that.
Halle Berry got her award for Monster Ball. And then when you look at Kerry Washington, and she got her award, you know, for Scandal or whatever award he said she got. I don't know what award she got.
Image Award.
But the funny, here's the deep thing about it. When the movie Betty and Coretta came out, the minister immediately had a meeting with Mary J. Blige, and he understood that Mary J. Blige loved him and he loved her. And they had a private dinner with her and her husband in L.A., and they discussed that. And then she ultimately sent out a tweet saying how much she loved Minister Farrakhan, because Minister Farrakhan knew that those that put her in this character, it was not her. And she was playing a role, but it was not her. And he wanted to make sure that she knew that he loved her. And I say that because I had the privilege of meeting Kerry Washington in like 2008 when she was on a campaign. And as a genuine person, she is a beautiful, spirited, loving person as I had the pleasure of meeting her. So it makes me wonder who are setting, as we're talking about this image of Scandal, some people may love Kerry Washington and how she plays a character. But in the same way, you know, we sometimes love the character that we are playing as a people because we are the original people, but we are playing out a character of somebody else, and we're getting awards for that. Our awards as black men for being the acting violent and crazy like our open enemy is the reward of prison. But these images are just to lower our standard, and people are getting big money, getting paid to portray these images that they did not write. But they're playing it, and they're getting, like you said, it's not wrong with success, but they're getting this standard or looked upon as a great person for playing the images that other people have written for them.
Well, keep in mind also, Shonda Rhimes is a black woman, the creator of Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
The primary writer is a black woman. The real-life person is a black woman. The star is a black woman. And remember, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan sincerely does love Mary J. Blige. He loves our people, you know, and this is why for more than a half century he has laid his life down for us. But at the same time, he is a strategist, because you can't maneuver through this minefield called America, this giant death plantation, without also being exceedingly skillful. And Allah and his teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, have blessed him and led him, guided him through a minefield. Because the other thing is, that movie, Betty and Coretta, just as 20 years ago they tried it with Kabila Shabazz.
Right.
The enemy is always trying, and as Dr. Ridgey said, they keep resurrecting Malcolm's body. They're always trying to drive a wedge and divide the black community over Malcolm's assassination. And that was yet another attempt to do so. And it was a real and true expression of love, but it also thwarted any rooting of any seed that would be planted to give this idea that there was enmity between Mary J. and the nation, because she took that role. But what our entertainers, athletes, politicians, preachers, and so on need to come to terms with, again, you have a responsibility. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad pulled the minister out of the entertainment industry. He prohibited it in the Nation of Islam for a period of time. He said that you have to be careful about the role you take, because the brain does not discern between fantasy and reality. So when Hallie is playing a prostitute or laying on the floor with Billy Bob Thornton, when Denzel is, who to me is one of the most brilliant actors ever, you can't give him nothing for Malcolm, nothing for Reuben Hurricane, okay? Nothing for Crimson Tide, nothing for Antoine Fisher. All of the noble roles, it's like they didn't exist. But a dirty, drug-dealing, low-down cop, okay, he gets the award. Every performance Denzel puts in is an Oscar-worthy performance.
Right.
You can just close your eyes and pull one out the fishbowl. But the issue is, what is the state of mind you have to put yourself in to play that role? Kerry Washington played the woman that Jamie Foxx went through hell to get back in Django.
Come on. And now look at her.
Thank you. Now look at her. Now, is that a coincidence that she gets tapped for this? Gabrielle Union wanted that role. She gave an interview in Essence magazine. Black actresses lined up to get that role because it was touted as a star-making role. And that's what we're about. We want to be a star. We want to be rich. But, we can't continue to allow you, no matter how nice you are in person, to put yourself up on a screen and slap our mothers in the face. And as the brother, Derek, just said, you got a black woman in the White House right now as First Lady.
Right.
You have a black man in the White House right now,
right,
as president. And isn't it interesting, they came out with not one but two, count them, movies this summer on the destruction of the White House.
That's right.
Well, see, Minister Ava,
I've never seen that before.
Well, see, Minister Ava, our people have a hard time accepting the fact that there is such thing as a conspiracy against black people. And that's what it all comes down to. We just think everything is okey-dokey. Things just happen. We don't believe that are people sitting behind the screen planning out things years in advance. Whereas our teaching teaches us that God is a man, and he plans out things thousands of years in advance. So we don't believe that people can do those types of things. So we sit here like chickens sitting on an egg,
not knowing what happened to the egg yesterday, and you pump out another egg, don't know what happened, it was taken to the store. You know, we just don't have no clue. And when somebody was trying to teach us a clue, not only does he teach us the clue, the Alvin and Louis Farrakhan, but he maneuvers because he knows that there is a plan. But like you said with Mary J. Blige, he knew there was a plan, so he jumped the plan of them, which
yes,
was to get something negative to say about Mary J. Blige, something happened to her, to blame on us. So he knows the conspiracy, and he's guided by a lot of jumping, whereas we just sitting like a chicken on an egg, don't have a clue, and don't want nobody to tell us the clue.
Wow. That's yes,
right.
Sir. Beautiful. Well, we got Brother Jay. He's holding, and we're going to open up his microphone. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Jay. You are live on Elevated Places.
Greetings, my sister. I'm a first-time caller. I've heard
all
so
right.
much about you. Well, sister, I'm similar into what you guys are doing. We produce a show down here in Lafayette, Louisiana, called The Community Defender with Brother Darryl Muhammad from Baton Rouge and Sister
yeah.
Deborah Muhammad. They were the group that brought Minister Farrakhan earlier this year down to Baton Rouge. Listen, I want to chime in on this, Sister Ava. You don't see any type of similar pattern in the way Hollywood been producing these movies. The first few minutes of The Butler were dealing with the young man in the cotton fields or whatever field they were in with the white master taking his woman into the house. And you see the similar Hollywood movies with Scandal, where the master dominates the woman. What's all these fascinating with these fascination with these Hollywood movies where people have to deal with slavery in a sense? And when there was a time, a teaching moment to talk about slavery, they do not want to talk about it in the schools. So we're seeing Hollywood put their versions of slavery. Now, the last couple of years with
yeah.
these movies coming out, what's your take on that, Sister Ava?
Oh, that's an awesome point, and I know Dr. Reed is going to weigh in on it. You know, it's getting out in front of something, okay?
Yeah.
Like he just said, you know, conspiracy. Now, the enemy knows what time it is.
Right.
He knows we're in the fullness of time. In the Bible, Satan knew exactly who Jesus was. He called him Son of God.
Yes.
It was the people who were in conflict and debating over who Jesus was. But the enemy knew exactly who he was, okay? And so what you have going on now is time is up for Satan or falsehood ruling. So truth is bubbling up to the surface. It is coming out regardless to whom or what. Allah said, if it is under a rock, I will bring it forth. That is where we are right now. His man on the scene, Farrakhan, the discrimination, the clean distinction between right and wrong, between truth and deception, coming on the internet, giving us step by step exactly how Caucasian people were made.
Right.
And so, yes, the truth is going to come out with or without them. And so they want to exert the damage control to the degree they can. So while 12 Years a Slave and The Butler and all that comes on the big screen, they come up with a show to say, yeah, we raped her, but she's a whore.
Yes. And the problem is that our young people and a lot of our people in the mainstream viewing audience, which a lot of they really believe a lot of this is historically the truth. And they actually pattern their lives after these stars, such as the star in Scandal. And that is the problem. That is leading to destruction with a lot of black families. So I want to thank you, Sister Ava, and you got an open invitation to be a guest on one of our talk shows down here in Lafayette, Louisiana. We definitely appreciate you, and we are listening. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I will accept that invitation, and let's do it. But I just want to say this real quick, Dr. Ridgely.
Okay.
The Dr. Salam bringing to us the event of that male child and what happened, which we know, again, genetic annihilation is the fear, so let's stop it before it even starts. Just remove any capability of the black man to reproduce. But then I think about the point I was making about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad suffering mockery, the minister. Every day we are being shown in a horrific way the truth of the teachings of Yaqub. See, here's a young mother in the hospital giving birth, and here comes the nurse to take the baby away. Separation is the best and only solution. Back in the day, we delivered our children.
That's right.
Midwives, they call them. Grandma. You know, dads. We had babies out in the cotton field. Ain't nobody helped us.
Come on.
Right.
See, this has got to come to an end. The trust factor. You don't let anybody take your newborn away from you. Go out here in the woods to a mama bear that just had a cub.
Come on.
And tell her you're going to take the cub over to get some berries and you'll be right back.
You're right.
You know, and that is not to attack that young mother. It's to say lack of knowledge of the enemy. And Negro leadership being an obstacle between our children and the truth being given by Minister Farrakhan that would make them know you don't do that.
That's right.
But go ahead.
We got to have another system away from these people. But in line with what the brother just said about us following behind what we see in the movies and on TV. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you got to think about what the sister in Scandal is doing. Now, she's getting away with it. But suppose that she gets caught. And you say, you're going to try to play that mess. And you this ain't, you don't have a script. You don't have a script that somebody's writing all the characters. Right? Okay?
Right.
And they turn to the left instead of to the right in reality, and they catch you behind.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got death. Okay? You have
That's
somebody
right.
who's going to blow somebody away. You have all these killings in the black community. Where are they coming from? It's because people
That's
are
right.
doing things to each other. Things are happening, and it turns out into murder. Because we're following a lifestyle, we think we can do it. We see it on TV and the movies. They get away with it. But in reality, somebody's writing the script for you.
That's right.
And you wind up getting killed because you're trying to live the life that you see in this false reality called TV. They're writing the script for both sides. So they turn left and they don't see you, but in reality they might turn right and see you, and you get blown away. So all of this is developing a mindset of a child going out here acting like an adult with a child's mentality based on a falsehood that's been pumped to them on the television or in the movies. They have to find
economic
blueprint. We got a person who can give divine guidance to help our black men and women grow up to be. I mean, black boys and girls to grow up be men and women. We got to make all men and boys join the FOI. Okay?
That's right.
And you really see why the messenger says teaching separation is more important than teaching prayer. Not Ooh. That separation is more important than prayer, but teaching separation is more important than teaching prayer, because all of our prayers are getting us nowhere. Because we live with the enemy. Economicblueprint.org. We better start pooling our nickels, dimes, and dollars and block out land to call our own.
Come on.
No other people on the planet function the way we do. You just don't live in, and I always say it, not only humans, in the animal world, even in the lowest animals, the rodent world, the reptile world, insects, no living thing, plants, No living thing lives among its natural killer.
Come on.
Every living thing has what is called a natural enemy. And this enemy is what the Quran refers to as your open enemy.
Come on.
He's not hiding from, he's shooting us in the face.
Come on.
He's robbing us. He's giving us poison water.
That's right.
Shooting us up with drugs. Taking our teenage athletes' organs out of their body.
Come on.
And giving them back with newspaper stuffed in him. Now they are castrating our newborns.
Come on.
And we're still talking about image awards. Still saying, go vote. You don't vote enough.
We shall overcome.
We shall overcome. We need to continue the struggle. This is criminal, what is going on, externally and internally. But I'm gonna get Brother Hoyle in before we get too short on time. Brother Hoyle, assalamu alaikum. You're live on Elevated Places.
Well, alaikum salam, Sister Ava, and Brother Terrence and Dr. Ridgely, all-star cast. I just want to call and say, you know, I was deeply, I was hurt real bad when I heard that, too. They castrated that little baby. I was trying to call in early, and my phone dropped, and I had to go, but, you know, Dr. Salam hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
As soon as they took him out, they bandaged him and lied, and I saw the news clip on TV, and like I said, something's got to be done. It was a beautiful, talking about this show Scandal, I don't know if you saw the article in the final call by Sister Najma Muhammad. It's a powerful article. It's in the Sister Space
section.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I want to read something from that sister. And this is the,
sure.
She said, when our young girls see shows like this, they begin to think being the side chick is something worthy of striving for. The side chick appears to be the woman that has it easy. No, the side chick is the woman that is easy. You might get a couple of dollars thrown at you for hush money, and you might think you are playing him, but ultimately you are playing yourself. Who secures a side chick? Who provides for a side chick? And by provide, I mean a man's own free will and desire. If you're sleeping with him on the side and he pays you for your rent or whatever else, and you double as a side chick and as a prostitute exchange your womb for money. And, you know, if something happens to the husband, are you in the will? Are you financially taken care of? Who would even know that you would exist? Side chicks are just that. Women tucked away to the side for his convenience. You are of no importance. You are nothing but a pleasure receptacle or a simple release for him. We seem to be okay with being a jump-off or a throwback, the side piece of baby mama, the whatever else, everything except being a wife. When did a wife become overrated? When did having a family structure become unpopular? Why are we opting to be whores instead of having a man that will commit to us? Maybe we as black women are in the last place to get married because we don't require marriage. Before you consider being a side chick, think about a meal. No matter what the sides are, it is the main course that has the most value and gets the most attention. Oh, that was powerful, sister.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, I just wanted to read that because this, you know, It's terrible, you know, and Brother Terrence put, you know, this subliminal message that they use, you know, just to, that we're dealing with a wickedly wise scientist, you know, just like the subliminal message is what they give us to eat. And, you know, they're dumbing us down, and Brother Abdul talked about this chemical, they're putting the chemicals in the air, and he talked about the homosexual bomb that he talked about last Sunday. Oh, that was deep. We'll probably, that's another subject for another time, but this is a beautiful study. But y'all are doing a great job. I'm gonna, if I get some more information, Sister Ava, on this castration thing, I'm going to get with Dr. Slum. We're going to come back with it. But something's got to be done on
please.
This.
Please. Absolutely. Well, alaikum salam.
Thank
you, sir, so
yes,
much.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and again, you know, the presentation of the mother of Jesus, who is the black woman, as a willing adulterer in exchange for money and position in a society that is in complete rebellion to God's will. You know, a man has no hope of having a bridge between himself and Allah without a believing woman as a helpmeet, because she is the quintessence
right.
of submission to God.
Right. Yes.
And so when we can come up in 2013 and do willingly what our mothers were forced to do, that's a psychosis. And that's why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said half a belief is fatal.
Right.
You know, I believe in Jesus. I believe in Allah. But you and I have a half belief, because we are willing to sell our soul for material gain, for something that deteriorates and declines. And as you said, Dr. Rizzi, what it's really doing, though, is those who want to be right, this type of programming and these events that we're talking about, from the little infant to the young brothers to the girls and the women to the elderly, 107, let's go on the other end of the spectrum, 107-year-old black man, I think it was in Arkansas, tasered
right.
to death.
Yes.
Okay, so Allah gives him 100-plus years on this planet, and that's how it ends, being terrorized and killed by the police.
Crazy.
You know, so we're being, I believe, we're not going to be, we are being chastised. This is chastisement, and it's only going to increase.
That's right. Until we make the right decision.
Exactly.
To leave. Simple as
yes.
that.
And I can't believe that we're getting grace in the way that in a time when it's impossible for most of us to live in America because of cost of living.
Yes.
That we are being shown that for nickels a week,
that's right,
we can produce a whole new reality. Now,
that's
God. That's Allah.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing
right.
missing is unity. That's the only thing missing is coming together. So let's all remember, you know, economicblueprint.org. We've
right.
got
right.
to take part in creating a world where our babies can be safe from castration, where our teenage
right.
girls can be safe from losing their face, where
come
our
on.
Teenage boys can go to the store and get a bag of Skittles and make it back alive, where
come
our
on.
Teenage boys can be on the high school football team and come home from the gym alive,
come
where
on.
Our elders can make it to the age of 107 and die in their sleep.
Come on.
Not being blown away. So may Allah bless us to go to economicblueprint.org. May Allah bless us to see beyond each other's flaws. We all have them. Minister Farrakhan said, if you seek fault, you'll find it.
That's right. You know, I just feel good in giving. I mean, you know, I put my $18.40
oh my
in.
God,
I
yes.
put the whole year in a couple of days ago, and I felt so good. I think people just feel good to do it because it relieves the soul. And to show your own self that you ain't crazy. That
yeah,
you're,
yeah,
to move
you're
in
doing
the right
for self. That's
you're
right.
Doing for self.
That's right. Thank you all. Thanks to the Elevated Places team, Dr. Rizzi Muhammad, Brother Terrence Muhammad.
Thank you for listening
Rona
to
Muhammad,
and participating
Mr.
in
Ladonna
Elevated Places
Muhammad,
with Dr. Ava
the WVON team, Brother Ashad.
Be sure
Rizzi
to join us right here
thank you all,
every
thank
Thursday
you
at blogtalkradio.com
Inshallah, we will be back with you again
/ Elevated Places.
Thursday.
If you have enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new world.